The funeral is taking place of Una, Kira and Saoirse Bowden, the mother and her two girls who were killed in a collision on the N17 in County Mayo last week. Mrs. Bowden was originally from East Donegal and the funeral mass is being celebrated in St Union's Church in Raphoe. Parish priest Father Eamon Kelly told the congregation there are no words to take away the pain of the tragedy.
Every life in this building and every life watching and listening in to us was shook with the hardest of sorrows when the news filtered in with the loss of three young lives that only had 71 years of human life between them. Words such as heartache and grief and sorrow do not capture the emptiness, the pain, the unfairness, the lousiness of what took place that day just outside of Claremorris.
That's Father Eamon Kelly, our Northwest correspondent. Eileen Magner joins us now from Raphoe. And Eileen, the funeral is continuing.
Yes, it's still going on. Shortly before noon, three hearses arrived here at St. Union's Church in Raphoe, and three wicker coffins were taken out and brought into the church. And at the start of the Mass, some gifts were brought up, mementos of the lives of the three who had died. Some sports jerseys were placed on the coffins of the two girls. And David Bowden, the husband and father, placed photographs of each of them on their coffins. It was just so heartbreaking to see it. And the priest, Father Kelly, summed up there, as you heard, just the pain that people are going through. And he said, what we wouldn't give to see one of their smiles again. He said that David had been looking forward to a holiday at home. He'd been working abroad when the tragedy happened, and he was looking forward to coming home and having time with his girls in their newly done up home in Moycullen in Galway. But in a split second, their lives were changed forever. And that what happened will be forever etched in people's memories. But he gave us a sense of what we've lost, or what the family and the friends have lost, with little pen pictures of their lives and the richness of their lives. We learned a lot about them in just a few small words. Una, we learned, had won a battle with cancer, and she was a straight talker. She knew that life was precious and family was the most precious thing in her life to her. She was also a serial degree getter, and she made friends very easily. I mentioned there that the girls had sports jerseys placed on their coffins. They each had a love of sport, and we were told that Kira, she was the ever watchful older sister. She was crazy about dogs, brilliant at art, and she played Gaelic, handball, rugby, basketball. Saoirse was a little quieter, not as outgoing, but apparently was so funny. She had a quirky sense of humour. She loved animals, and she was the cat person in the family. She was also very creative. So a lovely sense of the people whose lives are being celebrated here today, but such an awful loss for all concerned.
I mean, the priest spoke directly to some of the congregation.
He did. He spoke directly to the children who were at the Mass and who were watching on the live streams across Ireland and across the world, in Zambia, Pakistan, Northern Ireland, lots of different places. And he told them that things like this happen in life, that things can't be explained, that you've no control over. And he told them to expect the sort of awful feelings, the loneliness that they'll feel, the sadness that they'll feel. They may even feel physically unwell. And he said that's all normal. It's your body coming to terms with such an awful tragedy. And he said it's good to talk about these feelings and to share them with your friends. And you'll find your friends have the same feelings. And grown-ups too, he said, will also feel this awful sorrow and awful pain. They'll feel awfully lonely. And he just emphasised the importance of speaking to people about it. You know, asking your teacher, well, how are you feeling? And also in time to talk about your friends that you've lost, to talk about the silly moments, to talk about the funny moments, and the moments he said we really got, the moments we nearly got caught, he said. So to remember all these things and to cherish them, and it's part of the whole tragic process.
Eileen, thank you. That's our Northwest correspondent Eileen Magner in Raphoe in County Donegal.